So if we understand that we are souls, then that means whatever identity we have had, it implies that we are not that. And it's a big challenge. We have charted a whole life based on that identity. How do we accept this? Actually, there is a functional identity and there is a fundamental identity. Functional identity means that we all take up certain roles as function. Sometimes some of your students, you know, just to earn some more money, you might take a certain job. You might work as a babysitter for someone. Now, at that time, you are called a babysitter, but that is not your identity. It's a functional identity you have assumed. You might work in some other role. You might work in a library as a library assistant. That's not who you are. So the functional identity is not wrong, but it is not complete.
Gotcha.
It is there for that function, for that particular time. So like that, when we say our identity, it is not say I'm American or I'm male or I'm female. It is not that it is wrong. It is a functional identity. For a particular function, even if tomorrow I understand I am a soul, still, I'll have to function in the body that I have. And I'll have to take care of the body. So it's not rejection of our present identity. It's more an expansion of our present identity. That it is that I am not just the body. I am more than the body. So we begin this expansion of our identity. And when we understand our fundamental identity, that means that at a functional level, suppose say if I identify myself as a library assistant and I lose that job, then who am I? If that had been my identity, if that alone had been my identity, then I am no one. I become no one. But if I understand, okay, you know, I am a student, though I'm this so and so person, I have these relatives, I'm this, these are my brothers, sisters, these are my parents. I have a whole identity. So even if that functional identity is damaged, is lost, still I continue to exist. So like that, even what near-death experiences and understanding of our spiritual identity point out to is that even if some damage happens at the bodily level, so my functional identity may be lost, but my fundamental identity will always remain with me. So when we live in the world with spiritual knowledge, we learn the art of harmonizing our functional identity and our fundamental identity. So I understand I'm a soul, but I'm in a particular body. I'm in a particular position in society. So if I'm a student, I continue to be a student. Now, if I'm a professional, I continue to be a professional. But I act with spiritual knowledge. So spiritual life is not just about intellection, you know, just analysis and conceptualization. Also practical action in the light of that knowledge. And that is something which you can learn more in the Association of Spiritually Minded People. How do we do that? How to balance or harmonize our functional identity and our fundamental identity.
That was my next question.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you supposed to do? Okay, I'm spirit soul.